Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Protecting Tennesseans since 1947.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes, try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers, and every romance isn't the same, is it?
Well, just like every romance is different, every diamond is different, and that's what makes them unique and special, and that's why they're the ultimate symbol of love.
And you have all these different choices at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
Along with about 300 to 400 different engagement rings that are ready-made, ready to go. You can pick your own diamond at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can pick your own setting. We can put it together for you. So when you get down on one knee, she's going to give you a big yes.
And you have new choices in diamonds at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
It's called alter-created diamonds. And what those are, unlike traditional diamonds that are mined out of the earth, these are grown in a greenhouse.
So what's the difference?
It's chemically, optically, physically exactly the same. The only difference is it's 30% less expensive, so you can get a bigger, brighter diamond.
You've done it again, Howie.
No. You've done it again.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is still the best place to get engaged.
And remember, we've got free financing, and we've got something for anybody's budget. 4 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Data message rates apply, national contest. It's radio.com cash time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
MOP is the code word for this hour, the 1 o'clock hour. Text the word MOP, M-O-P, to 72881, up until 2 o'clock to do it. And you can win $1,000 on your telephone just for listening to 92.9. The code word for the 1 o'clock hour is MOP, M-O-P. Text MOP to 72881. Good luck. I have another code word coming up at 2 o'clock for Giannotto and Jeffrey.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Roll it, hold it, mold it, no days off. Pirates cook it up like Kyrie, trade you off. Let's go. Green and white like Celtics, don't play with me, play with a foul. I'm superior, I'm imperial, I ain't feeling you. I can eat me up by a brick.
Who in love Memphis group? That's where you need to go. With who you need to go with if you are looking to buy or sell a home in Memphis. Why? Because Jennifer and her team, they are the best in Memphis. Just ask Lewis. Lewis didn't know whether it was time or not to sell his home. Had some questions about the whole process. Maybe the market wasn't right. Maybe the timing wasn't right. So he got with the Live Love Memphis team, and they answered some questions for him. He listed his home on a Monday. It was under contract for list price by Tuesday.
685-6000. Again, 901-685-6000. Be like Lewis. Be like me. Make this simple. Call Jennifer Carstensen and ask, Jennifer, what do I do next? She'll make it simple for you like she did for me, like she did for Lewis, like she's done for so many others. Bottom line is you're going to get that home so quick because you're going to be with the right team. They certainly know Memphis. No, DeSoto County as well. So it's, if it's anywhere in the area, don't worry. It will get sold. The likelihood is it will be sold very quickly. You can do your homework and check them out first if you'd like to. If you're still sitting on the fence, go check them out at LiveLoveMemphis.com. I promise you, you're going to like what you see. Again, that number, 901-685-6000. Call the folks over at Live Love, and they'll get that home sold for you. Mine was one I thought nobody would be able to sell. I did it very quickly in 6 days. I'm sure your job will be much easier. Again, don't mess with the wrong group. Get with the right ones, the Live Love Memphis group. They're at LiveLoveMemphis.com.
All right, so the NBA starts tonight, Jason. We have a great opener between the Toronto Raptors, who no longer have Kawhi Leonard, and we have the New Orleans Pelicans, who do not currently have Zion Williamson on their team due to a meniscus injury. Had surgery on that. Going to miss, it sounds like, 2 months. And I suspect, honestly, they will be more cautious with that than rushing back, because he is their number one pick. He is their future, and you just don't want to risk that, you know, for 2 weeks. You know, you just – it's not
– No, it's a whole – you're right.
I would consider not playing him at all. Like if it comes down to it, you know, I know Shams today said I saw a video on his Twitter that the Pelicans believe it is not a weight issue. They believe that it is not an injury that is related to weight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, 6'6", 285, jumping out the gym. There's got to be something related to weight to that, right?
Yeah.
If we're being real.
You know, Jay Williams was making the point that there's only a couple of guys in the league that are heavier than him, period. Boban and Taco Fall, I think he said, and to the point, his point was both those guys well over 7 feet.
Yep.
Like, that's the point. It's obviously denser with this body. We've talked about it over the last few days. Y'all have heard it on it's the national storyline, too. Can that body, right, can all that weight, as compact as he is, all right, comparatively speaking with all that, can it hold up? And the idea that you've already been so careful with it. You were in summer league. You were ever since you drafted him, obviously. You probably told him, you know what, Zion, you'd be helping us out if you just stay off the court, right, and put your legs up. You've done everything, all that, and here you are, still needed the meniscus surgery 6 to 8 weeks now. And so, if you're a Pelicans fan, it's disconcerting. There's no question. You're discouraged. There's no question. You're wondering about the rest of his career. But you're absolutely right, John. I mean, you got to, just like we were talking about with Ja Morant, just put the bubble wrap on him in summer league. Don't take any chances. I would feel that way in this instance. You know, a lot of people have got the Pelicans as a trendy pick, obviously with everything else they've got, to go to the playoffs. You know, to be an 8 seed in the West. I wouldn't even risk it, because what does that even get you this first year? I'm more concerned, if I'm the Pelicans in that front office, in making sure, right, that this is not an issue going forward. So if it's a deal where I'm through 6 to 8 weeks, he still doesn't look a little right, or he's not feeling a little right, I'm with you. I'm thinking about, hey, do I need to rest him all season? Because, again, this represents a future that could be much like Cleveland and LeBron's was there in terms of what it represents. It's not just fixing it. Possibly improving a basketball team. It's improving an economy down there, clearly, as well. So, again, you don't risk that. And as to John's point, you're going to be as careful as possible. So, again, it'd probably be toward the long
run. I think you consider Ben Simmons / Blake Griffin. You know what I mean? Like, I think you consider that kind of man. Now, if you don't have to, you don't have to. I'm just saying, like, if I'm the Pelicans.
You saw him in the preseason. Like, he's jumping over people, getting 25 the moment he was. And so, again,
you're going to be tempted to pull him out.
Because
there.
In 8 weeks, he's going to look good, John.
Yes,
he's going to look really good. And the more important thing, he's going to be telling you he feels good.
Yep.
But so,
exactly.
So an entire season seems like it's out of the. Because you're going to have a kid telling you he's ready to go. And by your looks and the doctors, they're probably going, well, he's ready to go. Maybe, you know, can't do any more damage on it. But I'm with you. I would be extremely cautious because, again, even if they make the playoffs in his first year there, sure, that's an accomplishment. J.J. Redick makes it, 14-14? Ha-ha, funny. But the Pelicans ain't winning anything else besides that. And so I would put it off till I know for sure that Zion's 100% and going to be 100%.
All right, so we're going to get you on the record, though, as the NBA season gets underway, Jason. I guess we're going to get myself on the record as well. We want to get each other on the record here about the NBA season that is ahead. We've kind of selected a few categories here.
Well, first time in a long time, I'm just feeling like we're going to say Golden State for everything. You know what I mean?
Right. That is true. Yeah.
More wide open.
Some choice categories. All right. So we've picked out a few categories here. It's some superlatives: MVP, Coach of the Year, Rookie of the Year. Who's going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals? Who's going to be in the Western Conference Finals? Who's going to be the NBA champion this year? Jason Smith, who is your most valuable player?
I'm going to go somewhere that you. I don't think anybody's picking him. I haven't heard it yet. I've heard Giannis repeat. I've heard Joel Embiid. I've heard Kawhi Leonard. You know who I haven't heard?
Who's that?
Anthony Davis.
Wow.
Now, most people would say no way, Jason, because they're going to cancel each other out. I think Anthony Davis is going to play. Look, they're going to do some load management. There's no question. They've got with those two vets, I mean, that's the key, right, is making sure, more importantly, that they're healthy at the end of the season. But I think he's due for a healthy season. If you remember, John, he missed a lot of last year.
Yes, he did.
Now, you saw early on he's already had a thumb injury and all that. Now, and with the way he's built, he can be injury prone, but I think it's due for him to have a relatively fully healthy season. And, John, you're going to see a guy who, look, with LeBron, what is he, top two, top three in history of the NBA and player efficiency. He's going to put together a monster season. LeBron's going to be taking time off, trying to help that body, trying to stay just so he can keep it alive for the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? A little bit more load management
for
him.
It's hard to imagine.
Davis is going to be the guy that a lot of times this is centered around, and as a result, and because of where their record's going to be, I'm picking Anthony Davis.
So it's hard for me to imagine an MVP coming from a LeBron James team and it not being LeBron James.
Because it's going to be load.
Like, you know what I mean?
I knew that would be your immediate argument. Load management for him. This thing ain't going to be based around him like usually.
Right.
He's the one dragging you. LeBron has you have a luxury now if you were LeBron James that you have never had in your career. Kyrie's one thing. And for a while there, he was that guy. You could throw it to him. Kyrie will get it done. He'll hit a couple big shots and all that. This is a different breed of that with Anthony Davis, a man capable himself of dragging along a franchise. Dude, LeBron can take entire 10-minute stretches off.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying with an Anthony Davis? I'm exaggerating a little bit, but that's
okay. Dude, like,
LeBron doesn't up enough anymore to win this.
I don't think it's a crazy pick at all. You'll probably think mine's crazy. And I know Michael Jordan, when he hears about this, he's going to be pissed off. But I got Steph Curry.
Nope, I've already made the
Steph
argument.
Curry is winning the MVP award. He never actually lost it, Jason. He just let Kevin Durant win for a couple seasons. Now Kevin Durant is gone. He's in Brooklyn now. Klay Thompson ain't going to play this year, as we know.
So, I've discussed this. This is impossible.
We are about to see Steph Curry average 40 points.
He's going to average a lot of points and maybe lead the league in scoring, but he is not going to win MVP because they are not going to win enough games. Klay Thompson is definitely out for
the
entire season.
They're making the playoffs.
Oh, they could be a 7 or 8 seed, John. You're not going to give the MVP to somebody off a 7th or 8th seed.
I think they'll be better than 7 or 8.
It doesn't happen.
I think they'll be better than 7 or 8.
My goodness.
I think they'll be better than 7 or 8. But listen, I think
I don't see that.
They're going to need him to play more minutes than ever. They're going to need him to take more shots than ever. And so I think he's going to average 40 points a night. And how are you not going to give that award to Steph Curry?
He's got him at 6. So to your point, maybe they get a little higher in 7 or 8. I don't see many people got Golden State in the top 5. And even 6, to me, too low to give Steph Curry an MVP.
All right,
I like that you're outside the box, though.
Coach of the year, Jason.
Doc Rivers.
You love you some Doc Rivers.
I don't say him every
year. It's disgusting.
What are
you
talking about?
You love Doc Rivers.
I've never picked Doc Rivers in my life.
You love Doc.
Where does this come from?
Do you love Doc?
It's just because I picked a black guy that you say
this.
Well,
pick a white coach.
I've done it before.
Who?
I can't remember my pick last year. I'm sure it was some white guy. Because there's many more of y'all coaching in the league.
All right, you can have Doc, man.
Thanks, bro. I don't know why you get so triggered when brothers are teaming up.
Well, you know, and it's
when brothers are picking a brother.
Just pick a white coach.
I've done that before. You act like I'm incapable. I'm not. That's not. You got a bad habit of that. I'm going Doc Rivers, who's going to put the perfect he already had the perfect mix of role players. Hell, he got that to the playoffs last season. Now he's going to mix in some nice stars.
Yeah.
Obviously with it, with Kawhi and Paul George. Paul George not playing tonight. But he's going to do that perfect seamless mix.
Yep.
And this thing's going to be either a 1 or 2 seed in the playoffs.
I think it's a good pick. I think it's a really good pick. I'm going to team up with the white brother, though.
Of course you are.
Why wouldn't I, right? Quinn Snyder's going to be your coach of the year because the Jazz are going to win a lot of games in the regular season.
You've been reading Harrington picking and making that pick.
Well, no.
That's his pick.
They added Mike Conley. Mm-hmm. You know, the core they have coming back. They're going to win a lot of games, in Utah. And I can see them winning, 60 regular season games.
I can see them being another 4 or 5 seed, just like always.
They got Mike Conley now.
Y'all love Mike Conley.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brad Carson. You sound like the voice of reason around here right now.
Brad, you love Mike Conley.
My gosh, I love
I do. I don't think he's the difference between a 7 and a 3 seed.
Oh, stop. Mike Conley makes a huge difference for them.
All of a sudden, Utah's going to win the championship because Mike Conley's out there.
Y'all act like they just added Derek Collison. Mike Conley's a good player. He's a really good player. He's a really good point guard. A guy that we acknowledge would be a five-time All-Star if the Grizzlies play in the East. That's what the Jazz just added.
Did the Clippers just go out and get Kawhi Leonard from the East? The West didn't get any better
Utah. I'm not sitting here telling you that the Jazz are the best team in the West. I'm just telling you that Quinn Snyder is going to win the Coach of the Year award.
Honestly, they had to make the Mike Conley deal to stay where they were.
Exactly. Exactly. Because of the way the West has moved. Brad, we are on the same page with this. I'm not as sold on Utah being a top three, top four seed. Everybody else. Looked like another five to me for Utah.
Quinn Snyder wins Coach of the Year.
I could see that.
It's
not wins.
I'm talking about the seeding and all this other crap.
All right, let's go with the Rookie of the Year, Jason.
God, you know who I want to pick. The Lord knows my heart. He knows, number one, how committed I am to him right now, and that it's a pure heart, John Moran.
Uh-huh.
All right? And out of that,
Deacon,
I would love to be able to tell you it's going to be John Moran.
Right.
But I feel a screw job coming on, much like what happened in Philadelphia a couple of weeks ago. I feel a screw job coming on. I feel a big market team getting its guy in there, R.J. Barrett. Get me down for it. Zion's going to miss too much time because they're going to be extra careful with him, just like John Martin says. Maybe he misses a whole first half of the season. I'd love for it to be Ja. I don't think, from what I've seen in the preseason, he's going to be aggressive enough offensively. I want him to be aggressive and efficient enough, and I know RJ's going to put up not just points, but rebounds and assists with the Knicks. He's going to have the numbers. They're going to have a few more wins than the Grizzlies, and unfortunately, I'm picking R.J. Barrett here in a position I'd love to pick Ja Morant.
Wow.
I'm picking R.J. Barrett. I'm throwing you a curve.
I think
it's going to go down, too.
Over Morant.
You know they love the big market. Any chance they get, they're going to want to pick one off the big market team. People want the Knicks back bad.
What about Tyler Hero?
I do love me some Tyler Hero.
I'd be surprised if John doesn't pick him.
But I'm not going to pick him.
Considering his race.
I'm going to pick. I'm going to throw you for a loop here.
Black guy in Miami.
And I'm going to pick a black guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with Zion because I just think it's going to be, if and when he plays, he is going to be
dominant. If he plays 10 games, then they give it to him.
Yeah, he is going to be absolutely dominant. And listen, he may not play this year, and then he comes back next year and wins Rookie of the Year. So he will be a Rookie of the Year at some point with Zion Williamson. Maybe this year, maybe next year. I don't know. But he will be a Rookie
of the Year. Around here.
Yeah, Utah's chalk.
Well, I mean,
Quinn Snyder ain't chalk. Ain't nobody talking about him for Coach of the Year except me.
I will say that Alexander.
You and Chris Harrington. I just told you that.
You know, great minds, man.
You know the other rookie that's really good is that Alexander Walker in New Orleans.
Yeah.
He's
no
a
doubt.
Stud.
Yeah, people think he's a steal for sure. All right, who's going to be your representatives in the Eastern Conference Finals, Jace?
Sixers and Bucks. I don't think this one's rocket science.
I agree.
There ain't nothing else there.
Yeah, there really isn't.
Unless you like the Celtics and you think Jason and Jaylen Brown, who just signed, you think they're going to take a leap forward. I think they will be, in a sense, better in that now you don't have Kyrie leading that thing, right? You're gonna find out whether or not Jason Tatum's a real superstar and lead the thing or not. So you're better in that sense in terms of getting to whatever your future is, because I didn't think Kyrie was part of it. That said, I don't think the wins are going to be there, if that makes any sense.
Right.
They're closer to their future and what it's going to be without Kyrie. But still, that's a fourth or fifth best team in the East to me.
So I will agree with you. I think it's going to be Philadelphia.
Bucks and Sixers. Everybody would pick that.
And Sixers, yeah, I'd be surprised. I mean, maybe, like you said, the Celtics sneak in there.
Maybe you like Raptors because you like
– No, I don't.
Pascal Siakam taking it to the next level.
The Western Conference Finals, Jason, will be –
You know, I'd like to be curveball here, too, and go something different and tell you that Utah team coached by a great in Quinn Snyder is going to make a run all the way to the Western Conference Finals.
Yes.
With Mike Conley.
Donovan Mitchell.
I'd love to tell you that. But the star is going to come out to shine.
Rudy Gobert.
And unfortunately, Utah doesn't have the star power of either L.A. team. The Clippers have got the bench, the coach, and now they've got the stars. The Lakers have got the stars.
Right.
Two best we've ever seen in efficiency rankings, in per.
Right.
So it's going to, John, unfortunately, it's going to hit at some point. It's inevitable, and those two will be in the finals, the Western Conference Finals.
You know, I want to put Dallas in there.
You're going to be on opposite sides.
I want to put Dallas in there really bad.
Who?
Dallas. I mean, as you know, they have Luka and Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah.
But they're not quite ready. They will be someday.
I know that team. Get you giddy.
But they are not quite ready yet. So I'd love to be different. I'd love to go different and throw like a Denver or Utah in there. But in the end, what matters in the playoffs? You know, that's the stars. Stars matter in the playoffs. And
That's where they all live.
I like the Nuggets better than I like the Jazz.
I can get down with that. I can get down with that. So I'm going to go Clippers and Lakers too.
Like I probably like the Rockets better than I like the Jazz.
I do not like the Rockets.
Where they going to work that out?
I do not like the Rockets.
That's two former MVPs.
Better than the Jazz. Yes, I know. But they play the same position.
I might like the Blazers more than I like the Jazz.
Oh, stop! That's crazy.
All they do is go finish like third in the regular season.
They're third, fourth
in the regular. That's all they do.
They're dropping this year. All right. So we both have the Clippers and the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. We both have the same finals in the East. Who's your champ? I guess who's your finals and who's your champ?
It's going back to LeBron, unfortunately. Lakers step forward with AD getting his first ring.
Over the Sixers?
Yeah, you could take either team from that.
It doesn't matter to you.
Like, I would like, to your point, I would like it to be the Sixers to see that what would be a matchup of two Titans inside and Embiid and Anthony Davis. I would love to see them meet at the free throw line.
I will say Kawhi does it again. I would say the Clippers, Paul George gets healthy.
Okay.
Yeah, he gets healthy. And Pat Beverly continues to be the nuisance that he is defensively. And Kawhi continues to be awesome. So I will go Clippers over Philly.
I like their makeup better.
The Clippers finally get a ring. The Clips finally get a ring. That will be the fun part of this year, seeing, you know, who emerges from the West. Like, that's the fun part of this year. And the Grizzlies will, you know, just hope that by the end of it, Ja and Jaren are awesome, and they're ready to take the next step, and they draft Anthony Edwards, who we both love. So there you go. That's the official J&J NBA preview this year. Jason has the Lakers over the Sixers or the Celtics or the Wizards, or it doesn't really matter who is in the East. And I've got the Clips over the Sixers.
And you had Zion win a rookie.
Yep.
Because he's going to play enough, you're saying.
I think so. And I think he's
so neither one of us picked Ja, man. That's unfortunate. I was hoping you would take him.
I'm hoping that by not saying it, it'll happen.
We didn't jinx it. We certainly didn't do that.
I'm hoping that by not saying it, it'll happen. We want none of the smoke. Like, let's just.
Not on that one.
Yeah, let's avoid that. Anyway, when we come back, speaking of smoke, Rob Doster is going to join us. We will talk to him about why he's wrong about Memphis basketball and what they have to do. What the hell do they have to do to get his affection? We will talk to him about that when we come back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Style on point? Check. Her favorite flowers on hand? Check. Perfect restaurant to start the night? Check, please. You're ready to make date night a great night at Interim Restaurant and Bar. Ooh, the art of flame and flavor from their world-class open kitchen. Hey, look at the who's who of Memphis surrounding you as you're seated. And when the cocktail arrives, welcome to the show. Interim Restaurant and Bar. Lunch or dinner, business, occasions, or just because. InterimRestaurant.com.
Listen up, Memphis. Everybody's favorite fitness center, ATC Fitness, is kicking it up a notch with newly added hydro massage lounges in all of our locations. Stop in today for a free demo. It's the most relaxing, refreshing, and rejuvenating thing you can do for yourself on the market today. And it's included in our premium membership. Come on in. You deserve it. Check us out online at atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
In just a few short seconds, Igor, my creation will be alive.
Yes, master.
It's alive. It's alive. Okay, quick, Igor, open the door.
Okay. It's not working.
Igor, get the door open. He's going to destroy the lab. Igor, call DoorPro.
I should have gotten monster insurance.
Garage door getting a little creepy? Call DoorPro. Thousands of doors in stock with same-day service available. Call 901-DOORPRO. 901-366-7776 or DoorProInc.com.
Ready to get away to a place that's uniquely magical? Then enter for a chance to win a uniquely Orlando sweepstakes. Go to visitorlando.com and enter to win an Orlando vacation, including a four-night hotel, theme park tickets, and more. Enter at visitorlando.com/trip.
Hi, this is Troy Fiveash, owner of Fiveash Roofing. It is that time of year where the weather is unpredictable, and given the recent storms, it's a good time to discuss insurance claims. So here's a few things you should know. Always hire a local contractor, because if you have a problem with your roof down the road, you want to be able to find him. Never allow anyone to pressure you into signing a contingency contract. They're used as sales tools, making you feel committed, and the truth truth is, those contracts are not worth the paper they're written on. Be careful of door-knocking salesmen. Some are reputable, but many are not. They canvass the neighborhood and tell everyone to file a claim, working the percentages and not caring if you file a claim, even when they know the likelihood of it being approved is low. Some will even damage your roof, hoping to convince the adjuster it's storm damage. That's fraud, and contractors have gone to jail for that. So do your research and know who you're hiring. Five Ash Roofing, the official roof of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Fair, honest, and ethical. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Five Ash Roofing is what we do.
This is Gary Parrish from the Gary Parrish Show, and at this point, I've been telling you about James Davis for years. You already know it's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports, but you need to understand, they have so much more than suits. They have five pocket pants in every fabric and fit, and good news, the brand new Stant Custom Fit fabrics for fall have arrived. I know you've heard me talk about these Stant Custom Fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get three measurements, take it to James Davis, and 10 minutes later, you're going to have a custom fit shirt or it'll be ready in just 9 days. They start at only $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get Stant Custom Fit shirts, you'll never buy off the rack again. Paul Bettany suits are still two for only $7.95 at James Davis. So if you got a wedding party, don't rent tuxedos. That's a waste. Get suits for your groomsmen, suits that fit perfectly and can be used again. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Here's an equation that you're really going to like. It all adds up to big savings. Let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. It's all in the numbers. You can save up to $800 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until October 27th, you could even get $250 back when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It is basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile, each for $30 a month. You'll get internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement, and Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigabytes of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/savebig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires eco bill and auto pay. Internet offer ends 10/27/19. New performance internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Mobile saving compares to Verizon and AT&T plans. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
This is happening. Me in my office on Monday. Project hanging over my head like an anvil. And the new guy, Rick, shows up.
Been thinking about your problem there, boss. The answer is Upwork.
I'm not sure about Rick, but now I'm on Upwork and I'm seeing all the freelance help I need. Creative directors, designers, PMs, all available now. Then I see something even better. Project delivered. With Upwork, this is happening.
People call me R-Dog.
Yeah, that's not happening, Rick.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
When it comes to keeping your small business's valuable information safe, Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. Running your own small business is a big challenge, but with the right partner, it's a lot easier. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Once upon a time, not too long ago, we viewed our next guest as a friend of the program. Mm. We viewed our next guest as a friend of the show. And to be quite honest with you, with less than 2 weeks before the college basketball season gets underway, we don't quite know where we stand with him. His name is Rob Doster. He covers college basketball for NBC Sports, and he joins us now. Hello, Rob.
What is going on, gentlemen? And just so you know, you guys are always going to be my favorite radio host in Memphis. Always number one. Better than that little guy that comes on in the afternoon.
When did you become a troll, Rob?
I've never been a troll. I'm honest. I keep it real with the people.
Do you admit that you need clicks?
Yes, I do. I always need clicks. Of course I do.
And do you admit that you know for a fact that riling up a fan base as passionate as Memphis will indeed produce clicks?
Yes, it will. It will. So, I'll admit that.
Is that why you did what you did?
Here's the problem. You can't even remember. What you're referring to.
You can't even remember what you did.
Explain to me what I did.
You ranked Memphis 21st.
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yes, you ranked Memphis 21st. I think that was the most egregious offense, I would say.
Well, do I need to reiterate my reasoning for that?
I think so.
I feel like my logic's okay.
Okay. Well, we'll be the judges of that.
Okay. So here's my logic. Here's the way that I kind of thought this all through, and it's really simple. Memphis is going to probably start five freshmen. They're probably going to end up having seven freshmen in the top 10 of the rotation. Two of the guys that are veterans that are coming back are 5'9" point guards that probably aren't going to be able to play on the floor all that much. And the other guy that's coming back is more or less the same position as James Wiseman. So the way that I kind of look at it is that the Tigers are basically going to be playing all freshmen with a couple guys getting spot minutes here or there that you don't necessarily want in huge roles. And I don't think that it's ever easy to coach freshmen. Like the saying in coaching circles is that the best thing about freshmen is that they become sophomores. So I think that there is going to be a little bit of a learning curve for this Memphis team early in the season. And the other concern that I have, and I think I've made this point with you guys on the show before, is that when you look at the number one recruiting classes in the past, this one is different in the sense that what makes it such a good class is that it goes seven deep with a number of guys that are probably 2 or 3 year players. And I think that overall, it's a great foundation for what Penny is trying to build, because I think we're going to be looking at guys like, you know, maybe DJ Jeffries or Damian Barr, or maybe a Boogie Ellis, or guys like that, that are going to come back for another year. They're going to come back for maybe their junior season. Whereas if you look at the number one class, like Duke last year had RJ Barrett, had Cam Reddish, and had Zion Williamson, who was actually the third highest rated recruit in that class. Trey Jones was a top 15 prospect. You look at the class they had before that, and it was Marvin Bagley, Wendell Carter, Gary Trent, and Trayvon Duvall, who are all top, I believe, 17 prospects, according to 24/7 Sports. And, you know, as good as this class is, and as much respect as I have for James Wiseman, and as good as he's going to end up being, I do think that, you know, when you have it's James Wiseman and the pressures of Chua, and then a bunch of guys that are more 2 or 3 year prospects, I just think that it's the high end talent is different in this class than in the class that we saw for the last couple of years with Duke. So that's just kind of what my argument is. But I remind you guys this every single time that I say it, I have my own hard earned dollars invested into a Memphis ticket at, I believe it's 50-1 odds to win the national title. So I get the feeling. I just think that there's going to be some lumps that they take earlier on in the year that maybe we're overlooking a little bit. It's just coach a freshman is not easy to do, man.
I think you make some great points. I think, you know, the AP polls out, so and they're 14, so it shows the discrepancy a little bit. The part that I think, yes, your argument's good, but if you look at it from this perspective that, and you probably already had this tweeted at you, but Josh Pastner's second team here, he's a second-year coach, started out, I think, 19 in the preseason poll. They've got the number two class, and it's a coach that, at that point, you probably don't have very much confidence in. And it feels like, and I know you've heard this, if it was a Kentucky or Duke or a Blue Blood, you'd be a little bit higher. So a 10 to 15 in their AP, obviously their 14 made sense to me, but a 21, so they're lower than a Josh Pastner coach team that came in, you know, second-ranked recruiting class, this number one. Just felt a little bit, that seems, because we've all got obviously higher expectations of this team than that Josh Pastner team even back in 2010 that was 19 to start the season.
I hope we would have higher expectations for a Penny Hardaway team than a Josh Pastner coach team. No, but I hear you. I don't remember the exact details of that roster, and I honestly, I don't even remember where I would have ranked that team in the preseason. But I just feel like there is more of a floor with this group, a lower floor than maybe what has given credit with the consensus. And, look, I get it, man. Like, I hope Memphis fans are excited about this. I think I've made this point with you guys before that when Memphis is good and when that fan base is engaged and fired up and that program is playing games in that building that is sold out, is loud and on national television, and, you know, you have Penny Hardaway out here talking about how they're going to win a national title, and you have guys on the roster tweeting shots about Admiral Schofield playing in the D League. Like, everything about Memphis being good
is good
for college basketball. Yeah. So, like, I'm here. I want to see it happen. I don't know, man. I try to be honest with what I think about teams, and I just kind of feel like there's more of a, I understand what the ceiling is with Memphis, and like I said, I have money invested on them winning a national title. So, like, I'm there with Memphis, man. Let's go. Let's win this title. I want those 50-1 odds. If I win, I'm coming down to Memphis, and, drinks are still going to be on John. But I'll tell you what, I might buy a couple of my own. But
you should.
I am excited about this team. I'm happy when Memphis is good. I'm glad the Memphis fan base is excited, and they very well should be, because I think there's great things that are going to be happening for their program, and not just this year. You know, I don't think it's just a one-year thing.
Right.
I do think that they have things are trending up for that program.
Well, you mentioned it. Obviously, you got money invested. I mean, do you really believe that the ceiling is national championship? I mean, can you imagine a scenario where Memphis is, you know, cutting down the net, starting five freshmen?
In the country. One point.
Yeah, I mean, let's say that James Wiseman ends up being as good as Marvin Bagley was when he was a freshman, right? Ends up having that kind of year. Let's say that Boogie Ellis ends up being kind of what, like, a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was when he was a freshman, right? Let's say that he's kind of on that trajectory. And Precious Achiuwa embraces this role of being the energy guy where he's being asked to get, like, 10 boards, a couple blocks, a couple steals, be that versatile defender, and just go out there and play hard, get some dunks in transition, embraces that role. Lester Quinones is the floor spacer, is making shots. Damian Ball kind of lives up to what that preseason hype is. You have Alex Lomax and Tyler Harris just really embracing being like the kind of the microwave scorers off the bench. And everybody hits and everybody ends up being the best version of what we think they could be right now. Then, yeah, they certainly can go out and win a national title. There's two reasons I think that. One, like, there is talent on that roster. There's a reason why you saw so many NBA executives make it down there. Well, it was 2 weeks ago when they had their little combine.
Yep.
And the other part of it is that look around the country, right? The number one team in college basketball that's consensus right now is Michigan State. And look at that Michigan State roster and tell me which player on that roster is a guaranteed NBA player, is a guaranteed pro. I'd say that Cassius Winston probably makes it there and hangs around the league for a while, the same way that, like, Fred VanVleet did and Jalen Brunson did and T.J. McConnell did and Ryan Archer-Diacono did, just because when you're one of these, like, veteran point guards that just understands how to play, doesn't make mistakes, is that the quintessential, quote-unquote, extension of the coach on the floor. Like, I think Cassius Winston probably there's a job for him in the NBA somewhere. I don't know if there's another pro on that roster. Right? And then you look at the teams below that. Kansas is flawed. Kentucky doesn't have that kind of elite-level star that we've seen out of them in past years. You know, I look at this Duke roster, and I'm trying to figure out how all of these pieces fit together, and I don't know how they can put a team on the floor that's going to be great offensively and great defensively at the same time. They have a lot of guys that can guard. They have a lot of guys that can shoot. They don't have a lot of guys that can do both of those things. You know, and you just go down the list, and there's not a lot of teams that you can't poke holes in. There's not a lot of teams that don't have obvious flaws. So while I do think that there are going to be some bumps in the road for this Memphis team, if everything works out, they have as much talent as anybody else
no
in the country.
Doubt.
And if it all comes together for them, like, why can't they go out and win it all? You know, I think the best team to kind of compare this group to, remember that 2014 Kentucky team? The one that had, like, Julius Randle come in and the Harrison twins, and, like, people were talking about 40, you know, at the start of the season, and then, you know, the year starts, and they just kind of stumble through the year. Like, they get off to a slow start. I think that was the year they lost at South Carolina, and I want to say they started, like, 500 in the SEC over the course of the first 2 weeks, and they ended up getting an 8 seed. Mm-hmm. But then in the tournament, everything clicks. You know, Andrew Harrison's out here banging these game-winning threes, and James Young is dunking all over everybody, and Julius Randle finally, like, turns into the guy that we thought he was going to be at the start of the season. And they come within, what, 4 points to win the national title? They lost to kind of year. So I do think that there is – it's possible that that happens with Memphis. And you know what, man? I could be completely wrong. And they could just come out here right off the bat and just blow people out, go up to is it Oregon they get? Mm-hmm.
Portland, go play them in Portland. Yep.
Yeah, go up to Portland and beat Oregon and, you know, go to Brooklyn and beat up on NC State. And they could just prove me totally wrong. That's certainly something that could happen. So the talent level there is what lets me kind of say that, yes, you know, there certainly is a ceiling here. I just don't know how long it's going to take to get there. It's hard for me to fully buy into teams that have this much inexperience and this many freshmen playing major roles.
Hey, take out the Memphis freshman to the side. Which freshman nationally are you most excited to see, whether it's, you know, Anthony Edwards down at Georgia, Cole Anthony in North Carolina? Which guys for you is, you know, it's must-see? You can't wait to see him suit up.
I'm most excited to watch Cole Anthony just because I want to know how much he's going to shoot. Like, I have a feeling that he's going to average like 22-7. I don't know if that necessarily means North Carolina is going to be great, because I think if you look back at the track record of these like high usage lead guards, guys like Trey Young and Colin Sexton, and you know, players of that ilk haven't necessarily
the big
had.
Winning.
Yeah, you don't have great college seasons in one of their year. But we haven't really seen someone at a program like North Carolina
That's
try to live up to that kind of level. So I'm curious to see what happens there. Anthony Edwards, definitely, just because I feel like he's the guy that I know I don't know as much about, and I'm really curious to see what ends up happening with him at Georgia. I think that can be the kind of situation where he plays really well. Like, he's a guy that puts up a lot of points.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at kind of, you know, you talk to people in Georgia, and what they'll tell you is that, you know, he never really was on teams that won a lot. He had a lot of great performances, and he carried his team through a lot of games, but it didn't necessarily come in.
Yeah, we saw that.
You know,
yeah.
State tournament games and state mm-hmm. title runs and kind of performances like that. So I'm excited to see what happens with him. And the other guy I'm really interested in, it's out at Washington.
Yeah.
You know, there's Isaiah Stewart is the guy that is going to put up a ton of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that he might end up being the most productive freshman big man, just based strictly on, like, counting stats. Like, I would not be surprised if he ended up averaging more points and rebounds than James Wiseman did. I just think he, you know,
style-wise,
16 and 10, yep. Two blocks is certainly something that Isaiah Stewart can do. But the real X factor with that team is going to end up being Jaden McDaniels, because he's a guy, like, his talent level, you know, he has, when it all comes together for him, he's one of these guys that can, like, maybe follow that, like, Pascal Siakam career path, because he's built that same kind of way. You know, 6'11", has the mobility to play on the perimeter, has the foundation of a skill set, but he hasn't really been able to kind of put it all together. You know, you can see him cross people up, and you can see him make these shots, but it hasn't all come together for him. And if it does, he's the kind of guy that could end up being really, really good. And you know, there are some people that will tell you he might have the highest ceiling of any prospect in the class, but you know, that's kind of a boom or bust thing, where if he doesn't end up reaching his ceiling, what is he going to end up being at the NBA level? Is he more prospect or potential? So he's definitely an interesting one to watch.
And then going to ask you some pretty major injury news in college basketball today. Michigan State's Josh Langford going to be out until January with that foot injury that's been bothering him. How does that change the season for Michigan State?
It's a blow. You know, he's a guy that can be a secondary scorer, a complimentary scorer, someone that can get you 15 or 16 points a night, that can get 25 on nights when maybe Cassius Winston isn't really playing all that well. But I do think it's important to note that, like, he only played 13 games last season. Mm-hmm. And without him, Michigan State won the Big Ten regular season title, won the Big Ten tournament title, and made it all the way to the Final Four. And they basically bring back, like, the same roster that they had last year, with a freshman class that has been there for a year now. Like, guys like Marcus Bingham might take a step forward. I think Aaron Henry's going to be ready to step up and kind of play a bigger role. So, obviously, it hurts when you lose a senior that can do the things that he does. I don't necessarily think that's ever a good thing, but I think that Michigan State has proven that they have enough depth and that they've been able to win without him before. So I don't know. I don't see why they wouldn't be able to win without him again. It might be easier with Josh Langford on the roster, but it's not like we're saying that they're going to be without Cassius Winston.
No doubt. Hey, Rob, man, you are the best. We appreciate the time,
Thank you, Rob.
Am I back on the good side of the city of Memphis?
I think so.
We'll see after your rankings move.
But, yeah, like after a week, you know, we're going to see who
come
you're really
back
with.
To you.
It's because I made fun of Gary Parrish on the show, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The good thing is that, I mean, they've got that Oregon game there early, Rob, so we'll get at least maybe not a full grasp, but a little bit.
They'll tell me on November 12th whether or not I was right or wrong.
No doubt about it. That is a good point. Rob,
appreciate your time,
man.
Brother.
Thanks.
Take care, guys.
Yep. He is Rob Doster, covers college basketball for NBC Sports. We will come back, wrap this thing up. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers, and every romance isn't the same, is it?
Well, just like every romance is different, every diamond is different, and that's what makes them unique and special, and that's why they're the ultimate symbol of love.
And you have all these different choices at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
Along with about 300 to 400 different engagement rings that are ready-made, ready to go. You can pick your own diamond at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can pick your own setting. We can put it together for you. So when you get down on one knee, she's going to give you a big yes.
And you have new choices in diamonds at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
It's called alter-created diamonds. And what those are, unlike traditional diamonds that are mined out of the earth, these are grown in a greenhouse.
So what's the difference?
It's chemically, optically, physically exactly the same. The only difference is it's 30% less expensive, so you can get a bigger, brighter diamond.
You've done it again, Howie.
No. You've done it again.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is still the best place to get engaged.
And remember, we've got free financing, and we've got something for anybody's budget. 4 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
It's here. The 2019 Ford F-150 XLT. The truck you've always wanted. Now with an offer you never expect. For a limited time, get a premium leather interior and a full spray-on or drop-in bed liner at no extra charge. The luxury you want with an offer you can't pass up. Hurry, this no-charge premium leather and liner offer ends soon. Katzen Premium Leather, valued at $1,695. Bedliner $450 equals total package value of $2,145. See your Ford dealer for details.
There are a lot of SUVs on the road today, but many SUVs lack in sport and utility, not Ford SUVs.
Don't let me go.
Because Ford SUVs offer intelligent four-wheel drive, not to mention ruggedness and versatility.
Your first name is free. Last name is down.
Which means you can drive it like an SUV is meant to be driven. And you can drive it like a Ford.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Come for that special night or just a great evening out with friends. Featuring our signature shrimp and grits and other fresh seafood from the Gulf, we also offer sustainable beef, pork, and lamb entrees. Top off your evening with warm bread pudding and praline sauce. Make your reservations now at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Ready for change? Join the club. LA Fitness believes showing up is all the initiation you need. Come by any Memphis location and ask for your 5 fit days to get your complimentary guest pass or visit LAFitnessMemphis.com.
So guys, how many of you are guilty of using your wife or your girlfriend's shampoo in the shower? Quite a few, I imagine. Have you considered the importance of using a product designed for your hair? Yes, men's hair. After all, your hair is different. Dove Men Plus Care has created a hair care range designed to fortify men's hair and give it the care it needs to stay strong and healthy. Do your family and your hair a favor and get your own products. Dove Men Plus Care for stronger, more resilient hair. Available at Walmart.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Lanners Auto Sales, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's where you need to head on down to. They got them all out there on the lot. Great selection. Great team down there at Lanners Auto Sales. They got them all. They got large SUVs, small SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, whatever it is that you may be looking for, they got you out there on the lot. And if you get down there, they don't happen to have exactly what you're looking for, don't worry. Just let them know. They're going to go find it for you. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can check them out on the web, LandersMemphis.com. Thanks to Rob Dosh for joining us in that last segment. I understand it. If you want to take the view of freshmen, and it's hard to coach freshmen, I can hear that, and I can understand it until the game start. And then I think once the game start, you know, you'll see it's not as hard as people make it out to be.
Well, not when they're this elite.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if you were replacing them with just, you know, average freshmen. And I think most people are looking at it that way and just looking at this, well, on an average basis, freshmen don't come in and play at an elite level. This is a different situation. Most folks have acknowledged that. And I think most voters, you can look at the AP poll vote, feel the same way we do.
Yep.
Again, I would tell you, I think 14 is perfectly fair, and frankly, for that team, I think it's perfect going into the season, where, again, in terms of a mindset, you don't think you've already won a national championship being ranked 14th. You think you got still got something to prove, and then you're not too low to where it feels like disrespect either. So for me, it's perfect. It's the best of both worlds, and you can go show Rob Doster that you think you should be a little higher than 21.
That is exactly right. All right, let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
All right, one thing I won't be checking out, my wife just sent me this.
We get it, Bluff City Law.
Russ McCamey's Summertown, Tennessee haunted house. Because at that haunted house, John, to go through it, I just want you to know, before you can do that, you have to watch a 2-hour long video, sign a 40-page waiver, create a safe word, pass a physical, and then say, yes, I'm going in, and pay the money to go in there.
Huh?
Like, would you do all of that to go into a haunted house? Mm-hmm. A 40-page waiver you got to sign, 2-hour-long video you got to watch. You got to have a safe word to be able to get out, because I guess they're going to be touching you. And then you got to pass a physical. So you can't be, according to John, you can't be Lizzo and go through there.
No.
Because John doesn't think Lizzo can pass a physical. I do. So anyway, she absolutely can. That's in Summertown, Tennessee. I won't be checking that out. Tonight, I'm not checking out Zion either. So maybe I watch a little game one World Series baseball.
Hold up.
Like,
I thought that story would rock your world. I knew I only had it's a story over at WREG Channel 3. You can check it out for yourself. Scariest haunted house in U.S. requires 40-page waiver, doctor's note, safe word, as well as a physical.
So I look up the Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
And it's apparently there is a location in Nashville, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
The house permits just a handful of patrons to enter each weekend. Guests are not required to pay an entrance fee. Instead, McCamey accepts payment only in dog food for his pet dogs. Guests must be 21 and over. This is from Wikipedia. This is not a joke. Tour can last from 4 to 8 hours. No guest has made it all the way through.
What?
I mean, yeah.
Summertown just outside of Nashville.
It is known for its violence and cruelty towards its guests. Employees of the manor may physically assault patrons, waterboard them, force them to eat and drink unknown substances, have them bound and gagged.
Who's going to pay and agree to that?
No.
Come close. Come closer.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I know what you're about to tell me.
White cake.
Would you like some white cake? That's what'll do it.
Hey, you ain't gonna see a brother within 50 feet of that. I'm just telling you. Like, and I'm not going 50 feet.
I'm surprised. Ain't you new money that you wouldn't give it a shot just to get those feels?
You bruh.
That's because that's living.
You think I want to go be bound and gagged by strangers, man? You think that's how I get my rocks off?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Clay. I don't want to leave the house anymore. I just want to stay inside.
You sound like a common sense person from Memphis, what you sound like.
You know what I mean? Like, hey.
Very mature.
8 o'clock, lights go off,
No more trick-or-treaters. Don't knock, otherwise I'm sick and tighten on you.
He's been featured on Netflix, this haunted house. Apparently it's something
else. I gotta watch this, because this is like a
It's just outside. It says 3 hours east of Memphis, but we're talking about
Nashville. How is this legal?
We're talking about Nashville. I thought you couldn't touch people. That was my whole thing.
Well, if you sign a waiver and say you can be touched, obviously you can be touched.
And I thought that'd kill your haunted house, making them do waivers. I didn't know this thing is obviously
it's a torture
very
house.
Popular.
I used to love the JCs in Illinois used to have a haunted house, and I would be part of the behind-the-scenes staging, and we'd have an air compressor back there, and you'd push air out on people.
Yeah.
Psst, psst, psst. But this takes that to a whole nother level.
My whole thing, you're going to talk mess back to them. That's the whole thing, is you've always had over them. Well, you weren't signing waivers, but it was, oh, you're not going to touch me with that chainsaw.
No.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, the chainsaw
like
without
you
the chain.
You can yell at me all day long and do your knife, but you're not going to touch me with that thing.
That's
what I would tell them.
But shout out to Faith, man.
But not
Clutch.
Hair.
Yeah, Faith. Clutch coming in for the checkout.
Yeah, I gotta see that, man. It's on Netflix, you said?
It's on his specials on Netflix, and this is obviously going down this Haunters Art of the Scare. It's an episode of Dark Tourist on Netflix. His haunted house is featured.
Yeah, you ain't gonna see no brothers on that episode.
It's called McCamey Manor.
I tell you that.
No, you ain't gonna see them brothers.
World Series starts tonight. LA Clippers Lakers game is on 92.9 tonight at 9:00. I'm actually gonna watch the NBA game. Another thing white folks are really into. It's the great Pumpkin Charlie Brown is on tonight on ABC before Mixed Dish.
Oh, yeah.
There is nothing whiter than peanuts.
I remember my white mom showing me that.
Oh, peanuts. Linus with the blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
white pastime.
I'm going to check out that Netflix special.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to watch. I'm not going to watch the first game. I'm just going to raise my hand.
Ain't nobody really, watching. Don't feel guilty.
Yeah, like
I watch Toronto and the Pelicans.
It's just not relevant, right? It's not relevant. But yes, I will be checking out. I'll be checking out the Clippers and the Lakers. Obviously, we're not going to see the full complement and the full arsenal of the Clippers. But listen,
George is out, right?
Yeah, Paul George is out. But we're going to see Kawhi. We're going to see Pat Bev. Right. We're going to see Anthony Davis and LeBron.
Coach of the Year, Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I mean, one of the best to ever do it.
Very much so.
You know, I mean, no. Yes, he really is one of the great NBA
year,
coaches.
Cemented.
He's one of the great NBA coaches. So that game is going to be on TNT at 9:30. So the NBA is back. Now, it's not a full slate. That won't come until tomorrow. So for the League Pass junkies, you got to wait one more day. But yes, 9:30 on TNT. You got Lakers, you got Clippers. What more do you need? Then I'm gonna be all cranky coming in tomorrow. That's gonna do it for us today. As always, the show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us on the show today: Mike Norvell, Clay Travis, and Rob Doster. Giannotto and Jeffrey, they're up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The championship parade for Memphis basketball would involve plenty of alcohol, I would assume, from the fans.
And I want to say something to both of y'all. I really appreciate your show. You guys make my day every day.
Well, thank you for that.
It's the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Mark Giannotto, lead columnist from the Commercial Appeal, and 92.9 FM ESPN's Jeffrey Wright. Giannotto and Jeffrey, 92.9 FM ESPN. All the names, all the games. Enter 92.9's ATC Fitness College Football Pickoff. Weekly winners get a 4-month free premium membership to ATC Fitness, and one grand prize winner gets a $500 gift card to Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool, $500 in gift cards to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, and a master-built digital smoker from 92.9ESPN.com.
Until she went to Triumph Bank the other day, Naya had never set foot in a bank. Naya just graduated from Freedom Prep. She's been a big part of the inner city rugby program. Naya started making a little money from her job at Girls Inc., but she didn't even have a checking account. And that's where Triumph Bank stepped in to help. They set Naya up with a checking account and her very first debit card. They showed Naya how easy it is to do their online banking with their mobile app. Not only that, the folks at Triumph decided to work with Inner City Rugby to teach more young people like Naya about financial literacy so they can feel more confident and can start to build brighter financial futures for themselves. Naya is the first of dozens in the program who will benefit from Triumph's personal touch. You can benefit too, of course. Triumph offers that same personal touch to everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
If you don't dispose of the unused prescription drugs in your home, they could end up lost, stolen, or misused. DEA Take Back Day is Saturday, October 26th.
To find a collection site near you, visit DEATakeBack.com.
Spencer here with ATC Fitness. We have exciting news. All premium members of ATC Fitness now have access to our newly added hydro massage lounges. That's right, for only $25 a month, you'll have access to 18 state-of-the-art facilities, access to tanning, and now access to the best massage unit on the market. Come in today and relax with a free demo. You deserve it. Don't forget, you can also sign up online, atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Tennessee has always been a state of pioneers. Hardworking folks just trying to find simple ways to protect their families. Which is why so many Tennesseans trust us. Need individual plans, including dental and vision? Or you're a small business owner and want family coverage? No problem. Just click FBHP.com, call us, or visit one of our many offices. Farm Bureau Health Plans, protecting Tennesseans since 1947.
Hey roofers, have a big job coming up? The Home Depot has all the quality GAF roofing shingles and accessories to help you get it done. And for a limited time, save 10% on GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and take an extra 20% off when you buy in bulk. You have jobs to do. We'll help you complete them with GAF Royal Sovereign shingles for 10% off. All other in-stock shingles are also eligible for 20% off bulk pricing. Available at the Home Depot.
Ready to get away to a place that's uniquely
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.